Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Okay, hour two, Felger and Maz here on a Tuesday. Big Boy Tuesday still on the board. Greg Bedard is traveling. So he will be going 4-6 today. So 2-4 is me and Maz. 4-6 will be the Big Boy Tuesday. So we'll do the 3-up, 3-down, 10 questions around the league. He has a pretty energetic defense of Tom Brady on the board as well. He wrote it on Boston Sports Journal. He's blamed the Patriots receivers for everything short of low interest rates.
To me, that's on the receiver.
Basically, I can sum up Bedard's commentary on that game and all those missed throws. Brady had, I don't know, feels like half dozen to a dozen open receivers and missed throws. Pretty much on all of them, I can sum up what went wrong by Jimmy again.
That's on Myers.
That's on Myers.
Without question.
Without question, it's on Myers.
Without question.
That's on the receiver.
To me, that's on the receiver.
Basically everyone.
He sounds like Belichick.
He does. I felt
without
the same
question.
Thing.
Basically, everyone is Myers, Dorsett, or the receivers.
That's on Myers, without question.
Tummy, Tom.
So he'll be in at 4 o'clock to do that in person.
To me, that's on the receiver.
We will get to Josh McDaniels' role in their problems coming up as well. But as I promised, back to your calls. Tom in Philadelphia, what do you got for us? Lead us off this hour. Hello, Tom. Is he up, Jimmy? Okay. Tom is not ready to go. How about Mary in Manchester? Our gal pal is on line 6. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mike. So I have a question and a comment. My comment is that I find it very hard to believe that Kraft is going to let Brady walk out the door and put on another uniform. I think that would be too devastating. We've talked about all these years how he considers him another son. So I find that very hard to believe. But my question to you guys is, do you think that if Brady was more definitive as to when he was going to retire, you know, that he would get more from everyone? Everyone would rally around him. Like if he went to Belichick and Kraft and said, look, you know, next year is going to be my last year. Don't you think they would give him the money and, you know, bring him all these receivers and let him out and go out in, you know, a blaze of glory? That's what
sure.
I think should happen.
Sure. I think they gave him that second thing this year, Mary.
Or they tried to.
I think they, right, they tried to. They went out and tried to give him all those receivers. They drafted a guy in the first round. They went after Antonio Brown, and when that failed, they went after Mohamed Sanu. They did. From that second part, they tried to surround him to go out in a blaze of glory. They tried, and if Gronk had come back, they would have had him too. So the fact that they left him high and dry was not intentional. It's just the way it worked out. They swung and missed, but they swung. The contract thing, I don't know. If Tom Brady says, I'm in it for the long haul, I want a beer, does that mean they're going to turn around and give him $3 million a year?
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, either, you know, and again, either are they going to pay him? And more importantly, if they say no, is Brady ready to go play for someone else?
Like, I don't think he is. As red-assed as he's been, I think he want to try to prove them wrong some way, shape, or form. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's on the table. I know, look, he would likely retire, but it's a possibility for the first time ever.
I mean, I don't know any other way to say it because, again, it all comes down to that him asking for the franchise clause to be removed from his contract, and they gave it to him. Okay, like when you look at it in those terms, they are basically saying, Tom, you don't have the balls to leave, so no problem, we'll do it.
And we don't want to pay you $27 million anyway.
They're basically daring him to play for someone else at this stage.
But when you really think of it, it was easy for him. We're not paying you that money anyway. So all it would be some sort of empty threat to trade you under those rights, and we're not trading you. So what? We don't even need the thing because we're not paying you that. And oh, by the way, we don't think you're going to leave anyway.
Right. So that to me, that's really what's at the core of the whole thing is Brady willing to follow through on bluff. you know, in which case it wouldn't be a bluff. Is he willing to follow through on the threat of playing somewhere else? Is he really willing to do that?
Here's Jerry from Murrayville. Hi, Jerry.
Howdy. Hey, you guys touched on it earlier, but I was just wanted to ask you guys, do you think that Stidman could quarterback this team? At least he'd be a happy quarterback at 10-2 and happy to be quarterback on the New England Patriots. So, you know what I mean? I just want to know your opinion.
If Jared Stidham were your quarterback, I think you'd be pretty close to 10-2.
I don't.
I mean, tell me what game they would have lost.
They would have lost in Philly. I'm just the tight games. They would have lost to Philly. They would have lost to Dallas.
Hold on.
Buffalo, maybe?
So the Buffalo where Brady threw an end zone interception, that wretched, horrible end zone interception?
Maybe Stidham throws two.
Okay, maybe. Maybe he doesn't throw that wretched end zone interception.
Pick six that ruined the cover for people against the Jets earlier in the season.
Look, say what you want about Brady, Mike. He's not going to make a lot of the mistakes that the kid would make. So even the one in Buffalo.
How many end zone interceptions? Brady's thrown at least two end zone interceptions this year.
How many would Stidham throw?
Should have had a third. I don't know. All I'm saying to you, it's not like you've avoided those killer mistakes with Brady.
Yeah, they didn't lose the games, though, right?
They'd be winning the games.
Yeah. They wouldn't be 10-2. They wouldn't be 10-2.
It'd be pretty
damn
close.
He's got a smile on his face, and he had a good rapport with Jacoby Myers in the preseason.
Yeah, look, I'm not telling you that Brady's played well, but I also don't think that Brady is going to make stupid mistakes. Stidham get into one game against the Jets and almost blew it, for crying out loud. And I'm not telling you anything. Stidham sucks. I just think the experience factor is impossible to overlook.
Sal in New Hampshire, what do you got for us?
Hello?
Hi, Sal. You're on the air.
Hi. So I want to say that New England always 10x when Patriots lose. And what I want to do is let everybody know that they have...
Okay, Sal, I'm going to let you go. I don't believe in your phone call. Sorry. I believe in your phone call about as much as Brady believes in his receivers, which is to say I don't. John in Foxborough. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. We're good.
Listen, one intangible, know what he's talking about? There's a saying down south, if mama ain't happy, ain't no one happy. Tom's wife wants out. She wants out of here. It's a well-known fact.
I mean, it's she definitely...
Would like to, you know, they want out of here. And Tom's got to take some responsibility. He doesn't go to all the workouts, doesn't show up like he used to. I don't think he's got that special parking space he used to have.
No, sir.
He's not working with these people.
Okay, I'm into all of that. I don't think there's any question G is not long for Boston. She was not meant for Boston.
So if they were willing to give Brady a 2 or 3 year contract in the summer, she was going to deny it?
No, they would live separate. You know, they'd figure it out.
Yeah,
accept it and tell her later and deal with the repercussions.
I'm not telling you that she likes it here or wants to be here or anything else. I'm telling you that it's a side effect.
Yeah, side effect. It's a side
story.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing is what's going on between him and the team regarding that contract. He views it as an insult.
But if she was the girl next door, completely devoted to him and his career, and the football wife that is there with the, you know, with the cookies for the guys when they come home from practice, and all she wants is to be the wife of a New England Patriot quarterback, it'd be a different dynamic.
Well, that's true.
Than the Brazilian glamazon who wants nothing to do with Brookline and wants to be in Soho or Brazil or Costa Rica or whatever. You know that's a factor.
Yeah, it makes it easier for him to walk, for sure. Makes it easier
for him
to walk.
He's got to hear it every time he walks in the door.
No question. No question. I still think if they had given him a 2 or 3 year deal, that, you know, he'd be a different guy this year. I believe that.
We've got Mike in Nashua. He's up next with Felger Maz. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, so listen, I'm old. I think we need to focus on this year. This is their best chance to get number 7, and it's going to be their best chance for a while, I think. I think the Kansas City game is the perfect measuring stick. Chance for the offense to get healthy against that defense, and a chance for the defense to show they're for real against Mahomes.
Do you worry that this is their last great chance to win a championship?
No. Yeah. No. Because I honestly, I thought the thing was fading last year, and they ended up stealing one there. So, and the other thing is, with Belichick and a functional quarterback, I think they'll be knocking on the door again.
As long as they keep the format of the playoffs the way they keep it, and Belichick's your coach, this is not your last great chance. And that includes if they go to a different quarterback.
It might be your last best chance with Brady.
I'm sorry. Miami is not close. Maybe they're onto something ultimately somewhere down the road, but they're starting over with a new quarterback next year, and they're a million miles away. The bum in Buffalo, there's a ceiling there in Buffalo with that quarterback, Murray. You know that.
Yeah, the quarterback. Do you think that coach is a bum?
I think he's fine, but I think so. You're worried about the Bills.
I think he's a very good coach. I'm just talking about the conference. You're just talking about the AFC East. Of course, the teams in the AFC East are going to.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. So that's 7-8 wins right off the board.
But they're going to win a championship. They'll be competitive.
Listen to me.
They'll be 10-6, 11-5.
You're still going to clean up on your division.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neat.
Now you got to win a handful of games elsewhere. 4 or 5 games elsewhere. Now this is what I'm telling you. If the format stays the same, now you're a bye team. And you're at home on a Saturday night with Belichick as your coach. I'm taking my chances with that. It's like a free pass into the AFC title game. I don't care who your quarterback is. Give me Belichick in that situation the next couple of years. This is not your last chance to win it. I don't care who the quarterback is.
Okay. I tend to disagree. Now, they'll be competitive. It'll be the late 90s again.
If they change the format, which they're talking about doing, 17 games, one bye team, and now you're playing 3 games, not 2, when you're not hosting the second, and like now you've got to fight for that number one seed every year to get the bye, and the whole thing changes, get back to me. That's different. But if it stays 1-2 and you're still in the AFC East, and Adam Gase and Josh Allen and what Fitzmagic is in Miami, you're winning double-digit games and getting the bye.
Yeah, Darnold's still the best quarterback in the division.
The schedule thing has nothing to do with Brady, though. I'd feel that way even if Brady was still the quarterback at this stage.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not your last great chance.
No. I think they're still going to be in the thick of it. I think Stidham's going to be decent. I don't know if he's going to be great. I think he's going to be decent.
Their final 8, final 4 team falling out of bed for the next couple of years, at least. And if Bill picks the right guy going forward, maybe it's longer. So I don't think it's all or nothing this year. I don't. The offensive struggles, and they are many, and they are glaring. What's the role of coaching? Belichick, certainly. Josh McDaniels. We'll get to that story right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
I think patience is something that, you know, I know everybody wants everything to be, a finished product, and you know, we do too, but at the same time, you have to understand there's going to be a process, and we're going to try to stick to it. We have to be committed to it, and we know that it's productive when we stay the course and continue to coach the right things and fix the right things, and then the players go out and make corrections, and then they have success with it. And once they make the corrections and have success with it, then they gain confidence in it, and they start to trust each other more. And there's no shortcut to that.
It's Josh McDaniels today about having patience with the offense. Who do you think he's talking to there?
Quarterback.
So you do wonder if there's a little bit of a message there for Brady. But he was responding to a media question. The role of coaching in the Patriots' offensive struggles, how big is it?
Murray, you want to go first?
I feel like it plays a part. I don't think it's the biggest part because Brady hasn't been playing all that well either. But some of the coaching decisions, and, you know, I can go back to this last game and them going away from the running game, and that's on Josh McDaniels. It's factoring in.
So to me, McDaniels is a big part of this the more that I think about it. Like, we've sat here the last 2 days, hell, the last 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is, talking about Brady's inability to connect with the young guys. Okay, well, do you realize that right now, since the trading deadline, they can line up with Edelman, Sanu, Ben Watson, James White, or Burkhead in the backfield? Is that horrible?
I'm sorry, did you just mention Dorsett?
No, I didn't even mention Dorsett.
Put him on the list.
Okay, so he's another one. So you can line up with all those guys. Again, Edelman, Sanu, Dorsett at receiver. Ben Watson at tight end. Burkhead or James White in the backfield. All veteran guys. They've all been around.
Thank you.
Okay? That's not enough to get you 23 points.
Let me ask you another one.
So this brings me to McDaniels, not to Brady. What's the freaking problem here? I think McDaniels, I've always felt McDaniels is overrated. Are they just trying to force feed this offense down the throats of the guys who are here? And are there things that these guys can do that are a little simpler that they can make work? Or are they trying to take this complex offense that's involved in all these reads and running to space and et cetera, and option routes the whole nine yards? Are they taking that and shoving it down these guys' throats? Or at some point does McDaniels have to look at it and say, guys, we're going to simplify and this is what we're going to do. And we're not going to be able to get 35 with it, but we don't need to get 35 with it. We just need to be able to get first downs, field position, field goals, don't turn it over, and be in the right spot. Like, where is that? These are veteran guys now. Edelman, Sanu, Dorsett, Watson, Burkhead, White. That's six skill players. Six. And I'm not telling you Watson is some sort of world-beating tight end. But even if those guys are all average, you're telling me you can't get 23 points with that personnel? I blame the offensive coordinator for a good part of this.
Okay, I put the coaching and Brady together because Brady is part coach. Every quarterback is or should be. Because I hear that all the time. Ooh, it's Brady's job to coach the guys too. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. That's part of the quarterback job description. You bet. It is. So I put them all together. And, you know, what's become clear, and again, the big boy's going to come in at 4 o'clock and he'll do it in person, but there's just been reams of tape put out here now from, you know, guys like Greg and analysts, whether it's Dan Orlovsky or Brian Baldinger or Bedard himself, showing the Patriots receivers and Tom Brady being on the wrong page here on Sunday. Philip Dorsett doesn't run through to the second window in that back of the end zone throw that Brady missed him on. Myers thinks it's man, not zone, so he doesn't squat in the zone. There's a million examples of it. And all these open receivers that Brady was missing, according to these guys, were the receiver's fault for misdiagnosing coverage and not being on the same page with Brady. So there's reams of this. My point is, all these guys, not Myers isn't, but you don't have enough experienced guys where you can't get on the same page and all figure out man at the same time or zone at the same time. You're now into December. These guys have all been in the league for a long time and they can't get on the same page. Why?
I know. So look, that mystifies me. And again, I put a lot of that on McDaniels. I do. I'm sorry. So at the beginning of the year with the season ending or season documentaries that recap last year, and the road to glory in the whole nine yards. Well, boy, what an offensive coordinator Josh is. Why? Because they lined up with a bunch of fat guys and ran people over? Like, that was innovative? But at least they adjusted. So where are the adjustments now? Like, why can't you make some sort of adjustment to the scheme that allows you to incorporate the veteran guys? And because I read Bedard to him. I'll ask Greg when he gets here, as you said. Okay, but if Myers is running a wrong route that is screwing up the whole process for Brady, then get him off the effing field.
All right, so maybe this now starts to speak to the brain drain and some of the coaches that have left. And this is something I sent. We actually got this emailed too, but there's this kid, Travis Wingfield, who apparently covers the Miami Dolphins for something called Fansided. And Chad O'Shea was the Patriots' red zone coordinator for the last few years. During that time, the Patriots ranked 15th, 5th, 8th, 4th, and 9th in red zone touchdown rate going back to 2014. This year, the Patriots ranked 24th scoring touchdowns on just 49% of their red zone trips. Miami, where he now is, close to 68%. So, okay, like McDaniels has done a lot of innovative things, and you know, I'm with you. I think he's been mostly overrated, but maybe we've been underrating what some of these other guys have done here in recent years.
Yeah, to me, they go hand in hand, Murray. Again, if the red zone is connected to Chad O'Shea, then what the hell is Josh McDaniels doing?
Right. It's like he's asleep.
So I look at that one and say, wait a minute. The Miami Dolphins are at 68% in the red zone? With who?
Devontae Parker went off in this last game.
Okay, right. But again, it's Fitzpatrick, Parker. But the point is the personnel better or worse than the Patriots?
Oh, worse.
Definitely worse.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki.
Okay, how about the quarterback?
Obviously Brady is better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, you pause there. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm just basing it on this year, Mike. God forbid.
Again,
well, right now, if you base it on the last six games, Brady's putting up numbers like Mitch Trubisky.
So, do you think he's Mitch Trubisky?
No, he should be better than this. He's playing poorly.
Well, no, but so when we say who's got better personnel, Miami or New England, it's slam dunk New England. Because
Not with the wide receivers. They have a better tight end. Gesicki's better than the crap year.
So you're saying Devontae Parker closes the gap between Brady and Ryan Fitzpatrick?
They have a couple of decent players on offense, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Maz asked you who's got more talent, the Patriots or Miami?
I paused because I had to think about it. Sorry, I didn't have a gut answer ready to go for you.
I just look at it and say...
No. See,
yeah, because I like nuance.
No. You want to blame the weapons around Brady.
Yeah, because they suck, because I'm right on that. And stop and get off the jock of Jacoby Myers. Jesus, the kid stinks.
So my point is this. Get Myers off the field. Get Harry off the field.
You still have enough veteran guys who know what they're doing.
Exactly. So if the young guys are gumming it up, if part of the reason these routes are getting jumbled and guys are making the right decisions because Myers is running the wrong route, which affects Edelman and does this and does... Because this is part of what Bedard will offer up, right? It's some of what he wrote today. Fine, I'll accept that. I will. Then get them off the effing field. Get them off. Get them out of there. Go with the veteran guys and score 23 points. What's the issue? Like, to me, that should be a simple thing. And here's another one. Like, and I'm not telling you I'm all that innovative. If you're having Edelman and Sanu both play between the hashes, right? So put Edelman on the outside. If they're going to double Edelman, put him on the outside. Edelman can play more than one spot. Move him around. Try something different. I just feel like they're trying to force feed this thing. It's the same crap. It hasn't gotten any better. And they're not changing what they wanted to do.
So it just... The coaching is somewhere on this list, Josh McDaniels. Again, they don't really have a receivers coach, or they made their special teams coach the receivers coach. Joe Judge, in his first year as receivers coach. Chad O'Shea. So Chad O'Shea was not just the receivers coach, he was their red zone coach.
Yeah, which I never knew until I got that. I was reading that today.
So, I guess these teams are, it's the third down coach, the third down coordinator, the red zone coordinator, like they parse it out like that. So last year, Chad O'Shea was not just the receivers coach, he was the red zone coach. Who's the red zone coach this year? We don't even know, but the wide receivers coach happens to be the kicking game coach, which is sort of funky because, it's hard for that guy to be two places at once. I thought, because, just think about it. Third down, the offense comes off the field, the receivers come off the field, now the punt team goes on. Where does O'Shea go? I'm sorry, where does Joe Judge go? Does Joe Judge go there and watch the special teams and monitor the special teams, or does he go back and talk to the receivers? Because if he goes back and talks to the receivers, he's turning his back on his unit, the special teams. So he can't be two places in once there. So something must be getting lost there in the coaching department. There.
Yeah, I have no doubt. And again, I focus on McDaniels because he's been here a long time and he gets a lot of hype. But that wrinkle that you're talking about, put it on the list too. I mean, I'm just telling you that I don't think they're doing a good job with the people they've got.
And Jacoby Myers has been here from day one. Brady has it. But at least, they've been here since July. And last night, if Bedard and the experts are to believe...
That's on Myers, without question.
All these missed throws by Brady are on Jacoby Myers because Jacoby Myers is thinking it's man when it's really zone. He should be squatting as opposed to running through.
Without question.
How is it 5 months later, well, whatever this is, 4 months later, and they're still that clueless?
Right, and when I say it's coming up the offense, I'm saying that Brady sees an opening, expects Myers to sit... He doesn't. So while Brady's waiting for Myers, someone else is open. But then by the time he gets there, it's too late.
Let's try this again. Including the quarterback, what personnel would you rather have, Murray? The Patriots or the Dolphins?
The Patriots, Mike. But they have
a few
decent
players. Why are you so mad?
Because you just want to keep blaming the quarterback, and it's all the quarterback's fault, and he should be coaching these. These guys suck. It's Edelman, it's White, and suck. Suck. It's okay, just okay, nonstop
but,
suck.
Okay, but Maz's point is... The Dolphins have nobody, Murray. I'm sorry. They have nobody, and they rank higher than you in the red
Devontae Parker would be the second best offensive player on this team if they had him.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you that. But I'm focused on McDaniels. I'm not focused.
He sucks too. He's part of the suck.
So the McDaniels thing, really, I thought about it.
There's no excuse for the Dolphins to rank where they do in the red zone and for you to rank where you do. There's
right?
No excuse.
I mean, I look at it simply, when we talk about the personnel, Edelman, Dorsett, Sanu, Watson, Burkhead, White. That's six skill players who've been in the league for more than 5 years. They've all been in the league for a while.
So coaching,
and they can't run an offense that gets them 23 points?
Coaching's definitely on the list. Here's Murray's update, and we're back with your reaction.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You live in a fishbowl. When things are going great, you get a lot of the accolades. And when things are going bad, there are just more eyeballs on you, and the conversation is more about you. How are you dealing with that?
Well, I pretty much dealt with that for the last 25 years. So, you know, I have quite a bit of mental toughness, and I love playing the sport, and I love the competition. So I always try to go out there and prepare hard, and I play my very best.
I do think Brady's liking it less and less. I mean, it hasn't happened recently, but just the number of times that he snapped at the media this year, totally unlike him. I mean, for someone who used to be down there every day for about 10 years, never mind just following him from this seat, like, he almost never turned on the media. Never. And no matter what sort of stupid, you know, question we'd put in front of him, he was always sort of respectful, played the game, and was above it. This year, he's snapped at Channel 7 guys and... You know, like the whole thing.
Gasper, I think, pointed it out in his column either today or yesterday, and he's been saying it all season. He's done playing ball. He's not doing this. At 42 and at 20 years in, he's not doing this anymore, and he's not going to cover for anyone's ass.
I mean, he was the master of saying nothing, right? To the point of, like, you know, and would do it with a smile on his face. I mean, I'm not, but he could say some, you know, answer a question without really throwing anybody under the bus or saying anything at all. And now it's like, for him, it's like he just doesn't care. He doesn't care what you take out of it. That thing earlier in the year with the two tight ends, I mean, you know, the two tight ends you have on the... I can only play with what I got out there, you know? Like, let me just dump on Matt Lacoste, and who was the other guy out there then? Izzo. Like, he all but, like, said, yeah, you know, I mean, if they stick these two bums out on the field with me, what do you want me to do?
Murray's got a new toy.
Yeah, Brady puppet for those watching on NBC Sports Boston. I was stoned and perusing eBay late one night, and I found this thing. I was like, you know what? I'm adding this to our collection. Hardy can use it. We can bring it in. Why do you hate me, Maz Felger? Tom, when you're winning, you're grinning. But when you're surrounded by nothing but bad, you're sad. How do you deal? Well, I'm not covering for anyone's ass anymore. I'm done. I'm surrounded by crap. I hate everyone.
I think Brady'd be pissed if he saw that, but that puppet looked like that's a bad haircut.
The caller before asked, you know, should he retire? And part of me says, if it's going to be this miserable for you, Tom, really, why are you doing it?
Oh, I don't think there's wrong to say that at all. Again, if this is what it's going to be, just get out now. I just don't know that this is really who he is. Like, I have a hard time believing that overnight, his whole thing, you know, his whole sort of attitude toward life changed. It's there was a trigger. I'm telling you, it's because I think it's because they didn't commit to him, and he's pissed.
Jim in New Hampshire, go ahead, bring us back. What do you got?
Hey, Felger, you're a consummate pro, right? Maserati, consummate pro, right?
Not really.
Of a sudden, Maserati gets canned, and he's replaced with a rookie. Somebody you got to carry day in and day out, show after show. I'd really like to see how long that would last before you blew a head gasket.
Show would go down the tubes.
Well, I love these real life examples. Like, for example, wait a minute. I'm the model for Tom Brady? Or Maz is the model for Tom Brady if he gets a different co-host? Don't you want Tom Brady to aspire to a little bit higher of a standard than how Maz or I would react if we had a different co-host? Isn't that silly? Isn't Tom Brady the greatest of all time because I don't know, he's at a little bit of a higher level than the rest of us? You're going to compare? You're really going to say, because Felger and Maz would do this, Brady's justified in doing what he's doing? Are you listening to yourself?
I say this with 100% sincerity. If I'm the standard, we're all screwed.
Oh, my God.
We are screwed.
It's so silly. People do that all the time. Well, what would you do in your thing? Well, you want Tom Brady acting like me? Think about that for a second. Come on. Get real. Ron in Medford. He's up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Mike, Tony, Jim. Listen, look, I don't know why it's something that's unbelievable that a couple of rookies can't get what they're doing. You had Joey Galloway, you had Reggie Wayne, Chad Ochocinco that came here and couldn't get it. I mean, the sight recognition and the things that they do that other teams don't do. They also specifically game plan for every opponent, where some coaches, they go out and they just do what they do week in and week out. You know, it's just...
Well, Ron...
I mean,
it shouldn't be this hard. I'm just going to cut you off because, again, Bedard's going to come in and tell you some of these plays. Philip Dorsett's been in the league, I would say, 10 years, at least five. 5 years. And Brady expects him to go through to the second level, and he doesn't. He squats. And then on a couple different plays, it's zone. Jacoby Myers thinks it's man, and they miscommunicate and miss a wide-open window. Now, Jacoby Myers is a rookie. I get it. But it's now 4 or 5 months into the season. And it's not like Houston was doing all this complicated stuff to disguise everything. It was just zone. And the other thing was just man. Or he was just supposed to run to the second window, and they're not even close. So whether you blame the receivers, like the Brady media cartel does, whether you blame the quarterback, if you just have eyes, he's open, he misses the throw, whichever side you land on, the plays are there to be made, and they're not really close to making them. And it's not that complicated, and it's not that tight of a window. And it's not that, you know, the degree of difficulty was really not that high. On a couple of these plays, it's really not high at all. And they're still not completing these balls. So no, something's wrong.
I'm telling you, I keep coming back to McDaniels on this. I'm sorry. If this offense is so complex, because this isn't the first time that this has happened, it just feels like this is more acute. Okay, but if this offense is so complex that veteran players can't figure it out, dumb it down. Dumb it down. Simplify it. And again, if you have to get a little more creative and start operating out of your comfort zone, do it. If you have to put White and Burkhead on the field at the same time, do it. If you have to put Edelman on the outside just because it opens up space for Sanu, do it. Whatever it is, figure it out. This is where I turn to McDaniels. If you're as good as everybody says you are, then this should be where it shows. It's easy to run an offense when you have Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski. Hell, I could coordinate that offense. You get the best players in the league. Gronk is a mismatch every time he steps on the field in the prime of his career. That's a layup, for crying out loud. And I'm not diminishing what Brady does with it. But this is where, if McDaniels is as good as everyone says he is, now's where we should be able to see it.
Big boy standing by. He'll be in for the 4 o'clock hour. Greg Bedard, 4 to 6 today. Going to mix it up a little bit. Your wonderful phone calls in our long commercial-free segment, though, are next.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench.
Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench.
And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How do you know when an individual needs you to put your arm around them and console them and give them confidence, or be tough and get after them and try and motivate them through that technique? How do you discern the difference?
Well, you just try to do the best you can. You know the players and the personalities as much as you can. I mean, we spend a lot of time together, and I think everybody is open to being constructive, and I think there's an element of emotion that you have on the football field. So everybody has it. Different players have it. Coaches have it. You know, if you don't play with emotion, you're probably going to get beat.
Heard a lot about this too, you know, that he's just motivating those guys, or, you know, it's tough down there in Foxborough, and you know, you don't put your arm around your shoulder there. It's demanding. And so Brady, when he came to the sidelines there the other day, was in the face of his receiver. The young kids weren't anywhere near him. Julian Edelman was standing right next to him. Do you think he was yelling at Julian Edelman?
No, and in fact, you know, as when I went back and watched it again, I watched it two or three times. Edelman's not even looking at him.
Edelman's just sitting there, stone-faced, looking straight ahead like Tommy's pitching a fit. Dorsett's looking at him, but I get the sense Brady's not yelling at Dorsett. He's not yelling at right to his face. He's yelling about the kids, and the kids are nowhere near him, so he's just bitching.
Or it could be something else. Did you listen to Jones and Arcan last night?
No.
They think it was the whole thing was an act. He knew that the camera was on them, and the two next to him, they didn't really need to hear it. It's Dorsett and Edelman. And that was Brady essentially putting on an act to say, like, see, it's not on me. I'm trying to coach them up, guys. They were saying, like, he was just playing to the camera. I don't know if I'd necessarily disagree.
Well, maybe. He might be. All I know is he wasn't talking to the kids. The kids are afraid of him. The kids were nowhere near him. They weren't in the camera shot anyway.
Right.
When I say nowhere near. The guys in the camera shot were Edelman sitting down right next to him, and then Dorsett a little bit farther down the bench, and Dorsett's looking at him. And Brady's sort of yelling at Dorsett. I find it hard to believe it's not really Brady's style to yell directly at the guy. I get the sense he was just yelling about the situation or the other guy. So he wasn't motivating the kids because the kids weren't there. The kids weren't there. He was just bitching is what he was doing.
I'm telling you, the best part of the whole thing is Edelman. Edelman, because he did exactly what you said. It's like, oh, God, Tom, shut up. I've heard this a million times. He, like, looks the other way as if to say, here goes Tom. Tom's head's about to pop off again. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get out and make the play.
Tom, how and when do you decide to be good cop, bad cop? In other words, how do you discern when to have a soft caress and when to use a riding crop?
Oh. So, anyway... We continue with your thoughts and Gasper's column. We were hearing a lot today from the Brady Media Cartel, which has a new founding member, by the way. Greg Bedard is gone right front and said the head of the banquet table at the Boohoo Brady crew.
To me, that's on the receiver.
Annual luncheon. Everything is the receiver's fault.
That's on Myers.
I hope they
without
left.
Question.
I hope they left a lot of room at that head table.
We'll hear from him coming up.
You gotta wedge the big boy in there.
We've got Mike in Boston. Hi, Mike. You're up.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to touch on this notion that Brady was too pissed to return next year. He's too miserable and hates his supporting cast. I think people have forgotten just how quickly this team's identity has shifted. I mean, we're less than 2 years removed from a Super Bowl where he put up the best passer rating of all time and threw for 500 yards. Without his number one receiver in Julian Edelman, his number two receiver, Brandon Cooks, left in the first quarter with a concussion, and he still tore up one of the best offenses in the league, and they were able to run the ball. On the other side, the defense forced one punt and had one of the all-time dud performances in Super Bowl history, and now it has completely shifted to where the defense is number one or two in every statistical category, and people are completely jumping off the bandwagon for the offense. I really just think they need one player, one receiver to put next to Edelman, a legitimate number two guy that can do something different. Because all these receivers seem like they belong in the slot. Sanu's a big...
I just have to stop you. So they get one receiver or just change the mix a little bit, and it's back to being that team that throws for 500 yards in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's an oversimplification. I mean, again, they brought in Sanu. It hasn't gotten a lot better. It got a little bit better with Sanu in the Baltimore game.
See, it's my belief that nothing appreciably changes next year. Even if they bring back a guy like Antonio Brown, who Brady clearly likes, and you know likes the talent, the Eagles game, correct me if I'm wrong, it was still Amendola, it was still Hogan, was Gronkowski. So Edelman was hurt that year, but Gronkowski was healthy, or am I have it backwards?
Gronk played.
So
Gronk had a good game in the Super Bowl.
So you're still talking about three or four pieces, and you know how Brady felt about Amendola when the rubber met the road in the big moments. And even Chris Hogan was, you know, so those days are gone. you know, if even if he comes back next year, even if they get new receivers, he's going to have to work with the new receivers.
Absolutely.
And are they going to be able to read zone when he reads zone and reads man when he reads man and go, you know, going into the next window when he wants you going to the next window as opposed to squatting right underneath the goalpost? All the things these receivers screwed up the other night. Are the new guys going to get on the same page with him just like that? Because it feels to me it takes an act of Congress for all these guys to get on the same page.
Well, so this is why I turned to the offensive coordinator. Are you running the offense for the benefit of the quarterback just because he's been there 20 years, or are you running the offense for the benefit of actually trying to score points? Like, if it's just about keeping Tom happy and this is our system and we're going to force the system down everybody's throat, I got news for you. It ain't working.
Bill and Marlboro, give us a Patriots thought quickly. Bill! Okay, babe, you can call us back. You do know the number. Billy and Rhode Island.
I'm on. No. I'm on.
Okay, Billy, go.
All right. I just want to say one thing. I don't blame the coach on it. I'm against Maz on that one. I think that's crazy.
Shocker.
What I think's happening is that we are so used to them winning every freaking game that they're 10-2. Yes, they're having a tough time and they need to fill some holes. But this team has been winning so long, 20 years, and we're throwing the offensive coach under the bus? That's ridiculous. He is so out of the ballpark. It is crazy. I think the Patriots went on the road twice. The teams are starting to know how to play them. They lost Gronkowski. They're keying on the best receivers.
So, Billy, basically everything's fine. So everything's fine.
No, everything's fine.
Okay, tell Brady that, please. Tell Brady that. Tell the quarterback that. Because he's carrying on the sidelines like they're 2-10, not 10-2. So tell the quarterback, because I happen to agree with you. I think they're fine. And when he pitched his fit the other night, they were totally fine. They were down 7-3 in the second freaking quarter. It was their third series, and he lost his mind. So tell him. Tell him everything's okay.
The coach doesn't have anything to do with it?
Yeah, or you have the coach tell him. Have someone tell him. Someone get to Brady and tell him it's actually not that bad, Tom. You're in a pretty good spot.
When I was listening to it today and I was going through it, I said, wait a minute. Like, we're kicking the crap out of Myers. We're kicking the crap out of Harry. They don't even need those two guys on the field. They don't. Edelman, Sanu, Dorsett, Watson, he can play half the snaps. I know he's old. He played half the snaps basically last year for New Orleans. He can be out there half the time. And you got two backs who can catch the ball, Burkhead and White. You can't figure it out with that group.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench.
Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench.
And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.